This is the ninth illusion. Superiority exists. Humans concluded that if conditionality existed, then knowing the conditions would be necessary to enjoy and create the life and the afterlife that one desired. This conclusion was unavoidable, as was those who knew the conditions were better off than those who did not. And it did not take much time for the human race to remove the word off from the previous sentence. Thus, the idea of superiority was born. Superiority had many uses. Chief among them was providing inarguable justification for doing whatever was needed in order to guarantee that enough of everything, including God's love, was available. Knowing the conditions gave one the right to ignore others, to seek to convert others, or simply eliminate others who did not know the conditions or agree to them. Therefore, seeking to know the conditions of life became a major preoccupation. Knowing the conditions of life was called science. Knowing the conditions of the afterlife was called conscience, or conscience. If one knew these conditions and understood them, one was said to have a good conscience, or to be conscious. A high consciousness was said to result from the earnest study of something you called theology, from theo plus logi, or loosely, God logic. After much study, it was concluded that there were certain circumstances under which the requirement could be met, and certain circumstances under which that was impossible. There were also certain circumstances under which one could be forgiven for not having met the requirement. These circumstances came to be known as the conditions. Having was added to doing in your experience. When you have enough brains, you can do the thing called get good grades, graduate at the top of the class, and find a great job. Then you can be the thing called successful. When you have enough money, you can do the thing called buy a wonderful house, and you can be the thing called secure. When you have enough time, you can do the thing called take a vacation, and you can be the thing called rested, refreshed, and relaxed. When you have enough power, you can do the thing called determine your own destiny, and you can be the thing called free. When you have enough faith, you can do the thing called find God, and you can be the thing called saved. This is how you set up your world. When someone has the right stuff, they can do the right things, the things that allow them to be what they've always wanted to be. The difficulty is that people cannot easily do all the things they need to do unless they have all of the things you say they need to have. They cannot get a good job and rise to the top, even if they have the brains, unless they also have the right gender parts. They cannot buy a wonderful house, even if they have the money, unless they also have the right skin color. They cannot find God, even if they have faith, unless they also have the right religious beliefs. Having the right stuff is not a guarantee of getting all that you desire, but it gives you a big head start. The more knowledge of these conditions one acquired, or was thought to have acquired, the more superior one was understood to be. As has been mentioned, this superiority gave people the authority, or encouraged people to grant themselves the authority, to do whatever they felt was necessary in order to assure themselves more life and more God, neither of which there was enough of. This is why you've had to do what you've had to do, because there is not enough. This is what you have told yourself. Your entire species has accepted this mantra. There is more than one of you, so there is not enough to go around. Not enough food, not enough money, not enough love, not enough God. You have to compete for it. And if you're going to compete, you have to have some way of figuring out who wins. Superiority was your answer. The one who is superior wins. And superiority is based on certain conditions. Some humans sought to guarantee that they would win, and so arbitrarily added to the conditions. They made it possible to declare themselves the victors in advance. They declared, for instance, that males were superior to females. Wasn't this self-evident? Some of the thinkers among you asked. Of course, it was mostly males doing the asking. Similarly, whites were pronounced to be superior. And then later, Americans, and of course, Christians. Or was it Russians? And Jews? Or women? Could such things be true? Of course they could. It all depended upon who was creating the system. The very earliest superior beings were not male, and males actually agreed. After all, were females not the bringers of life? And was life not that for which everyone had the highest desire? So it was during your matriarchal period that females were considered superior. Similarly, the white race was not the first race, and therefore not superior. In truth, it's not superior today, nor are males superior, nor Jews, nor Christians, nor Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, or even Democrats or Republicans, conservatives or communists, nor anything else whatsoever. Here is the truth that will set you free, the truth you cannot allow to be spoken because it will set everyone free. There is no such thing as superiority. You have made it all up. You have defined what you think is superior based on your preferences and your desires and your understandings, which are very limited indeed. You have announced what you proclaim to be better based on your perspective and your objectives and your agenda. Yet some of you have claimed this is my agenda. God is the one who named the chosen people, or the one true faith, or the only path to salvation. All of this goes back to the first illusion. Need exists. You imagine that because God has needs, that God has an agenda. This was your first mistake, and it has led to what could be your last. For I tell you this, your idea of superiority could be the last mistake you ever make. Humans think that they are superior to nature, and so they seek to subdue it. In doing this, they destroy the very habitat which was created to protect them and to be their paradise. Humans think that they are superior to each other, and so they seek to subdue each other. In doing this, they destroy the very family that was created to embrace them and to give them love. Your species is making it very difficult to experience life in its present form because of your belief in the illusions. By not using the illusions as they were intended, you are turning what was intended to be a beautiful dream into a living nightmare. But you can undo all of this right now. Simply see the illusions for what they are, realities contrived for a purpose. And then stop living them as if they were real. In particular, stop living the ninth illusion with such conviction. Indeed, use the illusion to notice that superiority is not real. There can be no such thing as superiority when we are all one. A thing cannot be superior to itself. All things are one thing. And there is nothing else. We are all one is more than a beautiful slogan. It is a precise description of the nature of ultimate reality. When you understand this, you begin experiencing life and treating each other in a new way. You see the relationship of all things differently. You notice the connectedness at a much higher level. Your awareness is expanded. Your insight becomes very keen. You quite literally see in. This increased ability to peer deeply into life allows you to look past the illusion and to recognize, to know again, to recognize your reality. It is by this process that you remember who you really are. This movement from not knowing to knowing again may be made slowly. The journey may be undertaken in small steps, Small steps can produce large advances. Always remember that. One such small step would be to put an end to better. The idea of superiority is the most seductive idea ever visited upon the human race. It can turn the heart to stone, change warm to cold, yes to no, in an instant. A single sentence uttered from your pulpits, lecterns, and rostrums, by your national congresses and your world summit leaders, could change everything. Ours is not a better way. Ours is merely another way. This humble utterance could begin to heal the divisions between your religions, close the gap between your political parties, curb the conflicts between your nations. With one word, you could end them. Namaste. The God in me honors the God in you. How simple, how beautiful, how wondrous indeed. Yet how difficult, when one is caught up in the illusion, to see God in everyone and everything. Each person would have to be aware of the illusion, be aware that it is an illusion. Yet if it is not an illusion, but is life as it really is, then how is it that precisely when we imagine ourselves to be superior, we behave in the most inferior ways? Why is it that it is exactly when we think ourselves better that we act worse? Clearly, there was a flaw in the ninth illusion. This should have revealed the idea of superiority as false. But humans knew at some very deep level that they could not give up the illusion, or something very vital would come to an end. Again, they were right, but again, they made a mistake. Instead of seeing the illusion as an illusion and using it for the purpose for which it was intended, they thought they had to fix the flaw. It was to fix the flaw in the ninth illusion that the tenth illusion was created. This is the tenth illusion. Ignorance exists. Increasingly, as each illusion was piled upon the last, life became more and more difficult to figure out. Humans asked more and more questions that could not be answered. If this was true, then why that? If that was true, then why this? It wasn't long before philosophers and teachers began throwing up their hands. "We don't know," they said, "and we don't know if it's possible to know." Thus, the idea of ignorance was born. This idea served so many purposes that it spread quickly and soon became the ultimate answer. We just don't know. Soon, human institutions began finding in this not only a refuge, but a certain kind of power. "We don't know" turned into "we are not supposed to know," which became "you do not need to know," which finally became "what you don't know won't hurt you." This gave religions and governments the authority to say what they chose and act as they pleased. Without